Welcome to Active Word with Bishop Ishmael Sam of the Loyalty House International, a denomination originating from United Denomination of Lighthouse Group of Churches, UDOLGC. Called of God, he ministers under the anointing of his father, Bishop Dagwood Mills. Bishop Sam is the resident pastor of the Abbey Branch in Dawenia, off the Dawenia-Afienya Link Road. He oversees many churches both in Ghana and abroad. May the power of God be activated in your life today as you listen to Active Word.
Hallelujah. It works, isn't it? And it says, whereunto you ye do well, that take ye heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, isn't it? Until the day dawn and the day star arise in your heart. Put your hands together for the Lord. Amen. So the word of God works. It is powerful. Hallelujah. And this morning, I'm going to share with you how the word of God came into somebody's life and transformed that person. Hallelujah. Transformed that person from a gambler, a womanizer, and a drunkard to a pastor. Is it possible? Yeah, the word of God is able to make it possible. Are you ready? Amen. The testimony goes like this. I want to testify of how the Lord has transformed my life and snatched my soul from hell to heaven through the ministry of Bishop Ishmael Sam. Oh, church, put your hands together. Hallelujah. I enjoy reading such testimonies. Hallelujah. Before I came to Lighthouse, I used to attend church once in a while. How many of us can identify with that? Once in a while, but I was not born again. You can't be in this church and not be born again, isn't it? Give your life to Christ. I was deep into womanizing, drinking, gambling, fighting, and always in discos. Hey! Someone say, Kai? Ha! I was always in discos until a friend invited me to Lighthouse Tema Community 8 branch when I visited my dad in Tema. I remembered that day. Bishop Sam was preaching about heaven and hell. Oh, what an anointed pastor. He knew that somebody like that was there that day, isn't it? He was preaching about heaven and hell, and I got convicted and gave my life to Christ that day. Oh, church, put your hands together. Hey! There was a complete turnaround in my life, and I see a complete turnaround in your life as you remain under the ministry and anointing of Bishop Sam. There was a complete turnaround in my life, and I became serious in church by subjecting myself to the teachings and preachings of Bishop Sam Sunday after Sunday, his constant advice, the directions and guidance. Today, my life has become a wonder and a miracle. Hallelujah. I see your life becoming a wonder in the name of Jesus. As many as believe have received it. Hallelujah. By the grace of God, I am a pastor. Hey, these pastors. I am a pastor blessed with a beautiful wife and children and doing well by the grace of God. I don't know how my life would have been if I hadn't come to church that day and responded to the altar call. Thank you, Bishop Sam, for obeying the call of God. Oh, you can't be sitting down not clapping. Hey! Thank you, Bishop Sam, for obeying the call of God upon your life and humbling yourself under the ministry of Bishop Dag. You came to Tema because of me. How many of us believe that Bishop came to Tema because of us? Hey, where would we have been? I am grateful. May the Lord anoint you more. Oh, church, let's appreciate God for his gift in our lives. Hallelujah. Someone say another testimony. As you hear the second testimony, you'll be receiving double testimonies in the name of Jesus. This is a testimony of how God blessed a couple with children when the doctor said it wouldn't be. Hey! Whose report would you believe? Hallelujah. Today, we also want to testify about how God blessed my husband and I with children as we have remained under the ministry of our pastor, Bishop Sam. We got married a decade ago, and almost 2 years into the marriage, the blessing of the fruit of womb had delayed in coming. In other words, we didn't have children, even though we were ready for children. We started seeking medical help, with both of us undergoing series of examinations, scans, tests, and medical procedures. As students, these are science words. When all that was done, our gynecologist concluded that it was going to be very difficult, if not impossible, for the two of us to conceive on our own without opting for alternative fertility treatment, such as IVF. This diagnosis by our doctor came as a big shock to us, because by the grace of God, we had served God faithfully and also kept ourselves. So we believed that having children was going to be easy. We were shocked, confused, and almost hopeless at that point. Wouldn't you be? We left the hospital not knowing what we were going to do next, because we were clear in our minds that we were not ready for the other options of having babies. When we got home, while trying to make sense of the doctor's diagnosis, I remembered something our pastor, Bishop Sam, then Reverend Sam, had declared during one of the services. He said, "I am so convinced that there is no woman under the sound of my voice who would not carry her own baby and nurse her own baby at her breast." Oh, church, appreciate God for such an anointed pastor. When I remembered the word, it hit me like thunderbolt, and I received it into my spirit and said a loud amen to that declaration. This happened a few months before my doctor's diagnosis. So when we left the hospital and we got home, I started praying with the declaration Bishop Sam had made. It was now my pastor's word against the doctor's word, and I chose to believe the report of the Lord, which was my pastor's word. Hallelujah. I prayed with it and confessed it with all my heart. About 3 to 4 weeks later, someone say 3 to 4 weeks later, I started feeling sick. So I decided to go to the clinic to see my doctor. He requested that I did some lab tests, including pregnancy. I was surprised that he would request such a test after the diagnosis he made. Church, to the glory of God, the test results came and it confirmed that I was 5 weeks pregnant. Hallelujah! Oh, you cannot be sitting down. Hallelujah! 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 She says, "I was shocked, and my husband was shocked. But the doctor, he was dumbfounded." I say, what the Lord is going to do, people will be dumbfounded. If you believe it, say amen. Amen. He couldn't believe it. Hallelujah. And then he requested to do a pelvic scan, which confirmed pregnancy. But he chose to compare my five-week-old pregnancy with the pregnancy of a 2-month-old, hallelujah, just to say that I wasn't pregnant. He rather diagnosed me of having a serious bacterial infection and gave me an antibiotic to correct that condition. Hey, what a doctor. May God deliver us from such a doctor. We realized it was the devil using the doctor to fight our faith, so we immediately stopped going to the clinic. To cut a long story short, the pregnancy that our doctor failed to believe is today a beautiful girl growing in grace, faith, and favor. Hallelujah! She says, "Looking back, I am convinced that the antibiotic the doctor gave during that early pregnancy could have affected the fetus. But the Lord preserved the life of the baby." Hallelujah! The Lord will preserve your seed in the name of Jesus. Not only did God bless us with that baby, but as we have remained under the anointing of Bishop Sam, God has blessed us with other children. And I see God blessing you with everything you need in the name of Jesus. They end by saying that, "I want us to know that we have an anointed man in our midst. Let us not run away. Let's believe in the prayers and the prophecies of Bishop Sam, and whatever we are believing God for will practically happen to us." God bless you. May God give you a testimony this week in the name of Jesus. Bless you.
Hallelujah. I love you. Honey, honey, I need you. Honey, honey, I love you. Honey, honey, I need you. Testimony, I love you. Testimony, I need you. Testimony, I love you. Testimony, I need you. Oh, how I love thy law, oh Lord. It is my meditation all the day long through thy commandment. Thou hast made me wise, wiser than my enemies. Oh, my enemies, how sweet are your words. It is sweeter than honey to my mouth. Oh, oh, oh. I love you. Honey, honey, I need you. Honey, honey, I love you. Honey, honey, I need you. Testimony, I love you. Testimony, I need you. Testimony, I love you. Testimony, I need you. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the ancient, because I keep thy precepts. How sweet are your words. It is sweeter than honey to my mouth. Refrain my feet from every evil way, that I might keep thy word, oh Lord. I'm not departed from my judgment, for thou hast taught me. How sweet are your words. It is sweeter than honey to my mouth. To my path, through thy precepts, I get understanding. Oh, therefore, I hate every false way. How sweet are your word. It is sweeter than honey to my mouth. Testimony.
have a purpose for me. You have a plan for me. And I will follow your will. I love your perfect will. I love the choice you make for me. Love the mystery of your will. Just take my hand and walk with me. Oh Lord, I trust in your word. I believe in your word. I will go all the way. Lord, I will accept your perfect will for my life today. You hold my destiny. You have a purpose for me. You have a plan for me. And I will follow your will. Every day, every night, when I'm down on my knees, praying here that your will may be done and your purpose fulfilled in my life. I will follow where you go. I will follow. I will do what you say. I will follow. I will listen to your word. I will follow forever, 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 forever.
Put your hands together for Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Well, you are welcome to church.
Yeah, my wakwaba.
And I'm so happy to be in church today. Because I see that I am in good company. I'm in good company. Apart from your company, I see physically there are innumerable company of angels. Angels all around. Can you see them? All over this place, there are angels here. And the presence of God is also here. So I'm in good company. Say, I'm in good company.
I'm in a good company.
Amen.
Amen.
This morning when I woke up,
and I'm sorry, you know,
they told me that somebody has tied a tail and has put some other things together. And they have come to throw it by my house.
Yes, you will be at baby do no day be being
so I don't have time for such things. Whoever came to put it there, I said, well, they should just take a shovel and throw it away. Because it will not happen. Hallelujah. Anything the devil has planned against your life, we return it 100 times.
Yes, sir. The command
on the sender. In the name of Jesus.
Oh, yes, you did.
The sender shall come to you and say, I thought I was doing this to you. But it has happened to me myself. And let the sender repent. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Nothing that the enemy has planned against your life will come to pass because of the blood of Jesus.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Wow.
Wow.
Why you must be a permanent, devoted, and a committed member of this church. Of your church, but of this church.
Amen.
And if you have the book Mega Church, you see that it is dealt in detail in the book The Mega Church. Hallelujah. Do you get it? So it's very important if you go into the book The Mega Church, it is dealt in details
in this book.
Hallelujah. How many of you have seen this before, The Mega Church? Wonderful. Very, very powerful things there. So we are talking about why you must be a permanent, devoted, and a committed member of the church. Hallelujah.
Amen. Wow.
Wonderful. So it's important that you know why you must be a permanent, devoted, and a committed member of the church. There are types of members. But before I talk, I want to read a few verses because today also happens to be Healing Jesus Sunday.
And that's your Healing Jesus Sunday.
Today also happens to be Healing Jesus Sunday. How many of you are aware of that? Oh, you didn't clap well.
And then Healing Jesus Sunday.
How many of you have seen the Healing Jesus pictures from Edra and Kwame Dansun?
Healing Jesus.
Oh, you've all seen it. That's wonderful. How many have seen it? Good. If you have not seen it, it means that you have to ask the church that you belong to, the administrator of that, why they have not put it on it for you to see and complain. When you go complain that, please, you are my church administrator. You are depriving us of a lot of information. We shall report you to Bishop. So everybody should see it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see, great works God is using our Father, the evangelist, to do.
And
Healing Jesus Sunday means that we want to be partners of this great work. So that the souls that are being won, we are not only looking at it, but we are also shareholders.
Now
people become shareholders in companies. They buy shares, and when they have profits, their shares increase and they have money. You can also be a shareholder in souls, so that when the souls are won, your shares in heaven will increase. And anytime you draw on your account in heaven, you know, sometimes you can go to the bank. Nobody can stop you from going to the bank. Nobody can even stop you from writing a check and writing $1 million. Nobody can see your check. But as to whether when you go to the bank, you have money in the bank is another matter. But when you do this, you'll be storing up treasures in heaven. So when you draw on, monies will come. So it's important that we are members and helpers of Healing Jesus Crusade.
So
at the end of the service, we are going to reignite our BenMP memberships.
BenMP
is beautiful, exciting, nice, mood changing partner. That's BenMP. And you see that thing is a prophetic thing. When you do it, you see that your things around you become nice.
Oh, yeah.
That means you are going to be a contributor of Healing Jesus, to Healing Jesus Crusade, the partner. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Listen about Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. We also have a short clip for you to watch as well. But seek ye first, Matthew 6, 33.
Matthew 6:33.
But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. You see, this verse is a very important verse. And it can never be overemphasized. This is the key to everything that you need in life. The key to your peace, the key to your joy, the key to everlasting everything. He says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And when you go to Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 18 to 20, say, then told I them of the hand of my God, which was good upon me, as also the king's words that he has spoken unto me. And they said, let us rise up and build. So they strengthened their hands for this good work. But when Sambalat the Horonite and Tobiah the servant, the Ammonite and Geshem the Arabian heard it, they laughed us to scorn and despised us and said, what is this thing that you do? Will you rebel against the king? Then answered I them and said unto them, the God of heaven, he will prosper us. Therefore we his servant will arise and build. But you have no portion, nor right, nor memorial in Jerusalem. So this also another verse to let us see how your prosperity, your good works are linked to the work of God. He says, the God of heaven, he will prosper us. Who will prosper you? Said the God of he will prosper us. So God is interested in your prosperity. But he continued by saying, therefore, we his servant will arise and build. In other words, you see, building and seeking for the kingdom of God, doing the work of God, is linked to God prospering and blessing you. It's linked to God prospering and blessing you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God wants to bless you more than you want to bless yourself. And more than you think. But he has also shown you the way to be blessed. And as you keep to it, you walk with it. You run with it. You will see that you will be blessed. You see, many people don't know that the word of God is true. They can't believe the word of God. That when you work in the kingdom and do the work of God, you will be blessed. That's why we do it for a while and we stop. But let us believe. Let us have faith in this word. Psalm 1, verse 1 to 3. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor sitteth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. No. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, no, and it is his law that he meditate day and night.
Now, on tina 34, tinabia, neniji eradia semu.
But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law that he meditate day and night.
Nas neniji wanyanku pa semu, nenumu na odrienhu anapa eni anajo.
And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water.
No, but in team say dia ebeng is you.
He shall be like what? A tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth fruit in his season. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There's a place that you can be planted that you will be like a tree planted. A tree can be planted, but in a wrong place. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And if you are a Christian, you are compared to as a tree.
So you're a Christian, you're the one to say a tree.
You are compared to a tree. And if you are planted well, Bible said that you bear fruits, you prosper, you do well. So these verses I've quoted are all showing us that we should work in the church of God. We should do the work of God. And that will bring blessings. Doing the work of God will mean that you are planted at a good place. You are planted at the spot that you will get your supplies. And you will never dry. Today somebody is sitting here, you will never get dry in anything. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Plant yourself in the ministry. Plant yourself in the church. Plant yourself as a Basenta leader. Plant yourself as a fellowship shepherd. And you'll be blessed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I've thought about what devoted members, committed members, and permanent members. All these members are people who are... who will show by their action that they are seeking first the kingdom of God. And there is no way God will not bless you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So what are these members that we are talking about? What are these members that we are talking about? Now you will see that in every church, there are types of members. Even if you look at Matthew chapter 25, verse 32.
Okay, Matthew 25, verse 32.
He said that, and he shall separate them one from another. The last part. He shall separate them one from another. He said, and before him shall be gathered all the nations, and he shall separate them one from another. You see, there shall be a division, a separation. And as a shepherd divided his sheep from the goats. Mercy. So it means that there are types of people. And when they meet, as a good shepherd, he is going to separate one from another. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So what does it mean to be a devoted member? A devoted member means becoming an established member of the church. You see, God blesses his people. But he blesses his people, those who are, Bible says, seeking first the kingdom of God. Those who are planted in the church. And how are you planted? When you are an established member in the place. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When established member in the place. So if you are not devoted, you are going to be like one of these stages of membership that I'm going to talk
about.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But there are stages, and you need to get to the stage that you can say that God will bless me. This verse is for me. Now the first stage we have, the type of members we have. The first stage we have is called the
DS
stage. So the DS stage. You see, when a person is initially converted, he behaves like a deer. And what are the characteristics of a deer? Untamed, swift-footed, and difficult to keep in one place. You know, sometimes when the Basenta leaders can say, Bishop, it's difficult to.
Basenta leaders,
when we went, they say we should come. But when we went, he was not there. We even saw him. But when I got there, they say he's not there. Suddenly the person has vanished. You see, it's a certain stage of membership. I remember when I was trying to get born again the first time. I mean, the first time I was trying to get born again, I wasn't born again properly. And some people were asked to come and visit me so that they would take me to church. And I remember every time they come, I will have something to tell them. And the way our house is, I will always see them before they come. And sometimes they will even see that I'm the one entering into the door.
Through the door.
But when they get it, they say, oh, he just went out. And I'll be somewhere looking at them and laughing at them. That is the dear stage. Hallelujah. And how many of you think that you are in the dear stage? Oh, somebody, okay. May God deliver you from the dear stage in the name of Jesus. But you see, when you are a member, but you are in the dear stage, you don't have certain blessings coming your way. But grace will abound. Hallelujah. The next stage is what stage? Gold stage. Have you seen that everything we are saying is from the Bible?
Okay.
He shall separate the goat from the sheep. Is that not so? I'm not the one saying it. So it means that if God comes here today as the shepherd, and he's doing the same, he can see goats, he can see deer, and he can see sheep. Which side would you want to be on? You want to be a sheep, isn't it? Wonderful.
Amen.
What are the characters of goats? You see, goats are a little better than deers. And what I'm teaching is a very important teaching for you to be. See, Bible says he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of waters. You see, and you bear fruit, you prosper. So I'm teaching you to be planted like a tree. This is the rivers of waters. This atmosphere, this church is the rivers of waters. And if you are planted in it, but if you are not planted well, recently we were trying to plant some trees here. They planted at a place. I said, we don't like it. Move it. And then I said, move it. At a point, the tree started dying.
Because
what is it that today we are moving from here, tomorrow we are moving from here? The tree started dying, and we are hoping that grace will abound so they don't die. Eventually. So the good stage is not a good stage. It is the wish or desire of God that every sheep will become, every member become a sheep. To become a good member of the church. The goats are people who are independent. You see, the deer, you cannot keep a deer at home.
Yes.
Remember Abuachiri in Winneba?
Yes.
If you want to catch a deer, the whole Asafo company will go and look for a deer.
So I'm sure once and I saw Munko Asafo phone back.
There have been days that they've gone and they didn't catch. And sometimes if they don't catch, they will try and go and get somebody's one and bring. I don't know, I'm just saying it, but they before you write it. But if you want to catch a goat. Even me, I can catch a goat in the house. They are a bit more domesticated, is that not so? A deer is not like that. So goats are a little better than sheep, but they are still goats. It's not easy to tame them. And they don't easily follow. They are independent. So if you are in church and you are independent, you need to start praying. The Lord, change me from a goat stage to a sheep stage. Change me from what? A goat stage to a sheep stage. Because anytime you see sheep, they move together. Goatish members usually are not around when we are doing things together.
Sorry,
and you cannot be like compared to a tree. Planted. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There are always traces of stubbornness in goats. I mean, especially the Aponchi Kwesiata, the ones with the beard with the pimpim that smells like something. Those ones, hey. When you eat them, you have to use different types of perfume before it will even the smell will leave your
sweating.
Are you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So God is also saying that in the church, he doesn't want you to be a goat. He doesn't want you to be a deer. But what does he want you to be? He wants you to be a sheep. That makes you a committed member. A committed member of God's work. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So he said that sheep are the best of the three groups.
Hey.
That's why God, David said, the Lord is my shepherd.
David said,
if you become a sheep, you shall not want.
By the way,
the Lord is my goat head, or the Lord is my cowboy. No. The Lord is my shepherd. So transform yourself to become a sheep.
It is a sound by it, so one.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Second Corinthians 3:18. Transform yourself to be, and you can transform. Second Corinthians 3:18. But we all
see
with open face, beholding us in a glass, the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory.
You
see, we are changed into his image from glory to glory. So you can change to be a good member who will be a sheep. And sheep in the house of God are those who stay in the church and work in the church. Are you here with me?
Yeah.
Are those who stay in the church and also work in the church? Sheep are people who are committed to the church. Amen.
Amen.
To be committed to the church is a very important thing. And if you are not a sheep, we will see. Because we have four types of commitment. And your stage of commitment will show us whether you are really in the church or not. Whether you are planted or not. Amen.
Amen.
For instance, if you are a sheep, proper sheep, you will not be in this group of fair weather commitment. Because there's a type of commitment we call fair weather commitment. And do you know what a fair weather commitment is? Have you seen the weather today?
And no one says you at all.
The weather is good, isn't it? Okay, so fair weather commitment is the lowest kind of commitment. And these are people who are committed to you only when things are going well. Have you seen people like that before? They like you as long as things are okay. They like you as long as the car is working. They like you as long as money is flowing. As soon as the thing changes small. Hey, you will not see them. That's why the Bible says the rich man has many friends.
The Bible says, sometimes,
if you are rich,
so
don't think that the people around you, they like you. It's because of the money. Let your money finish. The other day, I was listening to news and they were interviewing a certain MP. And I think his party lost power.
MP and the party.
And all his cars are finished. All his money is finished. And they asked, how did you come to this studio? And
he said, oh, studio.
And I was asking, why are they asking him that question? Because it was obvious that he will come to the studio with his car.
That's all the car, Baba.
They said, oh, no, your FM company car came to pick me.
So that's
so. Don't you have a car? Then he talked, and gave it to God and everything. Eventually, it's like he was broke. And I told him, I said, if this man was an MP, was still an MP. Even if his car got bent, the day before he came to the studio, he will have about 5 more V8s waiting for him. That friend, so take my car and go. But now he says he sits in
trotro.
And when they ask, oh yeah, he even when he had cars, he was sitting in trotro. I said, it's not true. You see, fair weather. See, that's why, especially when you are going to get married, you should be careful. A woman that you are proposed to before that said no.
And
the same person, now that he saw that you are, she saw that's that you are driving a car, is testing you and saying that, oh, the thing that you told me last 2 years, I've thought about it. And now I think that the Lord is leading me to
share.
The Lord is leading what? The car is leading you, it's not the Lord. This is a type of commitment that it's a foul weather commitment. Proverbs 19:4. You see, why am I preaching? I'm preaching this so that you become committed. Because see, when you are committed, that is when someone works for you. That is why I'm preaching this. Because see, I feel that people are going to be blessed. I smell blessings in the atmosphere. And I just want you to be part of it. Wealth maketh many friends, but the poor is separated from his neighbor. So you have seen it yourself, isn't it? Some of you, as you are in the church, the reason why I know that you are committed is because rain or shine, you will come. Do you know that? This morning when I came to church, I knew you would come.
And then maybe I
Do you know why? Because I have some committed Bacenta leaders. And I know that with these Bacenta
leaders,
rain or shine, thunder or lightning, except a tsunami, they will bring the people. I don't know how they do it, but they are committed and they will bring the people. Why don't you put your hands for the Bacenta
leaders?
Rain or shine, they will bring them. So I knew it. It's because of them that I brought more chairs. I just know that, you see, when Jesus came, do you know what he did?
He took
fishermen who were like deers and goats and transformed them to become shepherds. Only 12. At times they became 70. Then they became 120. But only a few number of people. But basically the 12. Made them committed and died at the age of 33. And when he was going, he knew that as long as these guys are committed, they are going to die. They are going to suffer. They are going to see so many things. But they will still do it. The church will grow. It is as a result of those committed people that we are here today. So as a result of our Bacenta
leaders,
we are going to grow. When Jesus was leaving the church, he didn't tell them that they would not suffer. He knew they would suffer.
Yes, one
bro. But he still left God, they were committed. So fair weather people are people who just, you know, when it rains, they don't come. But there are some people who, as it rained, they didn't come to church.
And then in more sorry.
Even some of when it was raining today, say, yeah, in the party. But it doesn't matter the weather.
And
the person is still happy. The person is still around. If you are not a committed member, it means that your commitment is also situational. Some people are members, but they are not committed. Their commitment is like kind of situational friends. Situational means that as long as the circumstances allow, I'm your friend. I'm around. Now, some of you, if you were, maybe you live at Eno Sport. So you come to church. Because it's close to you. If your situation was to change small, and you are moved to Spinters Road. When your leader goes, please, I've traveled. Where are you? Where have you traveled to?
Oh, where to Kwanya Kohe?
Oh, I've traveled to Spinters Road.
Yo, metu Kwanya Kohe Spinters Road.
Hey. I've traveled to Committee 7.
Metu Kwanya Kohe Committee 7.
I've traveled to Committee 7.
Metu Kwanya Kohe Committee 7.
Are you serious? But look at Dr. Foley.
That's where Dr. Foley
works and lives in Kolebu.
Kolebu.
comes here every Sunday. And you have no idea what he does. He's doing a surgery, he's working in the theater, and yet he has time every Sunday. The converts come, he takes their names, follows them up. By Monday evening, he has submitted a report of the converts. Apart from all that he's doing, that's why when I'm preaching and I see his face celebrating his birthday, I will stop and wish him happy birthday. I'll stop and wish him happy birthday. They told Jesus on his face, stop and do this for this man, for he's worthy for you to do this for him. Situation is when the situation allows. But as soon as the situation changes, some of you sweet influence people singing in the choir.
Sweet influence for a motor, you won't say, oh, many a jay.
Let the situation change, you get a husband.
And so, I'm going to go to the
Today I couldn't come here because I needed to go for my husband. You know, Bishop, Bishop, you understand. Bear what?
Bishop, Celtics, yeah.
Bishop, you understand. My husband eats early, and you know, my husband is an Ashanti. My husband too is an Ashanti. He likes his fufu very every morning. Fufu. His breakfast is fufu, so I have to cook fufu for you.
Fufu, man.
Bishop, bear you understand.
Bishop, salty as here.
Because the situation has changed. That's why the choir cannot grow. People cannot marry and continue to be in the choir. People cannot even get good jobs and sing in the choir.
There
you know, now we can't go for rehearsals. We can't go for rehearsals. So the rehearsals are this and the rehearsals are this. We can't go. There you know. Because the situations has changed, have changed. Hey! There you know. Hallelujah.
Amen.
How many of you have had friends before that today? You don't even know where they are. Those are situational friends.
Because
me, I have some friends. Me, I don't know where they are up to today. Even though we're all in school. But some people are in school. Even some of them, even they show me their picture, I still say I don't know the person.
Oh,
I say, oh, this person. Even when they show the old picture, I can't remember. Because it was a situation, we were in a classroom together. And we became friends. That's why in this church, I don't want us to be situational friends. That's why I've created friends of God's chats. That we all have friends. When you come to you have about five people who are your friends you can talk to. When you marry, they'll be there. When you give birth, they'll be there. Amen.
Amen.
So don't make yourself a situational person when things are this when you relocate, we can't find you again. Don't bring yourself. Non-situational friendship commitment.
You know,
this one is a higher one. It's like, even though I'm here, the church is closed, but when I move from the church, I will still come. Even when we move here, there are some people, I mean, we didn't encourage everybody to come, but there are some people too who have come and they say it's far. They say this place is far, they cannot come. Well, these same people, maybe if they live in Tema, they work in Accra.
Yeah, one Crawford, sir.
But it's not far. Have you seen it?
I'm not Tema. I'm here Juma.
Have you seen it? When it comes, you come only one Sunday. It's far, but where you go, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, which is in some corner somewhere, that one you say, oh, you don't say it's far. And you do overtime on Saturday. With traffic and Sunday there's no traffic, but normal day there's traffic. You see, it shows that your commitment. Can you imagine if you have a beloved like that?
So who beloved, sir?
I used to have a certain woman. I thought I loved her.
And we
were all in the same church.
Sorry about him.
And I remember if I don't see her, I say, hey, I have to see her. Then suddenly she got something and she came to Accra.
She came to Accra.
And I realized that
As soon as she left to Accra,
oh, she baby, I was buying crying pen.
I completely forgot about her.
She said, "And check, my dream finished."
I mean, completely.
My dream finished. So cry.
Those days there were no WhatsApp. There was not.
Some right now WhatsApp.
If you know. Had to call, you had to go and start somewhere, put money. And there was no cell phone, so I didn't. And that was there. Even now, I don't know where she is.
She see, I'm coming maybe.
There was somebody you thought you could marry.
Obi, I'm dreaming something.
Now I don't know where she is.
She see, I'm coming maybe.
Do you get that's what some of you say, hey, Daddy, I love him. I'm in love.
It's okay.
I'm
say, oh,
you are not in love. It's just because you are in the same class.
Class back home, we went in our dreams.
Just because you were in the same summer school or holiday school, you let the school finish.
My year school is here, and I have always hold on a better tier.
You don't even remember the person again. You don't even look. I know a guy, he has had girlfriends before, slept with them before. And one day, one of the guests introduced herself to him, he didn't remember her. Hmm.
Meaning, Obama be our name, maybe
brothers. What I'm saying is true or correct?
Obama be catching say, oh, meaning on Kai Krampus.
Those were situational moves.
On Kai Krampus on your banana dapping.
Situational moves.
On Kai
Krampus. Brother Kim. You get. Ah.
Last time I said, I can't remember, maybe about 30. I
remember.
We asked somebody.
About
how many girls?
Hey.
I can't remember. Maybe about 30.
They asked somebody how many girls.
Obisa, man.
I can't remember. Maybe about 30.
Mint, mankind. Maybe 30.
This brother too. Is he James Bond? Are they James Bond? Are they not any business or not? Hey. So, even have you said that you are not happy about somebody who said, I forgot about you when you left?
Yes.
Haven't you met somebody and you went to a person, oh, how are you? And the person said, oh, please. And you can see that you were so happy.
Yeah, you went to a person,
but after introducing yourself, the person doesn't really. Oh, please. You remember? Oh, when we're in school. When is that? Okay. So, you were, and you mentioned his nickname. So, you still don't remember the nickname. Don't you see how you feel? It's out of sight. Hey. But the non-situational one, wherever you are, wherever you go, they still remember your friendship. They still remember that they know you. Yeah. Because the friendship was not dependent on something. Some convenience.
I hear
you go home. I'm sure some of you have started thinking. I don't know why. I see some of you are thinking about people who have forgotten about you and who don't write you again. Amen. So, amen. But you see, but then we have the marital commitment.
Yeah, well, I saw him,
this is the steep, the ship stage.
We in
the commitment stage. Marital.
I'm not worry.
Yeah.
I saw him.
Do you know that today, even if I see another woman and I feel that the woman is moving me,
I can't do anything about
it.
Meet me in your shame,
because I'm committed.
And even those who are
committed, they do it secretly. Bible says that stolen waters are sweet. Do you know what it means? It means that they steal it. They are thieves. As I'm saying, so, but some people are married and they are thieves. Because Bible says stolen waters are sweet. You mean the water you are drinking is not for you. You are stolen waters. And you are drinking it.
And
the Bible says drink water out of your own system.
The Bible says,
when you got one, you were committed. Even though sometimes you may be moved and the
but
you are committed. Even if you are not, even if you want to do that, it won't be easy.
Oh, person,
and before I will tell my wife that I won't marry you. Do you know what I have to do?
Sir, and then person means I'm here. I only need some money.
The drinks.
In some medical.
Is it she who gives me? I'll give it to her. But she collected it. I have to go and take back the drink.
Some in court, some sana medical.
Okay, but one of them did. I've not thought of it, but there's some drink. I know you have to take drink or you have to collect the drink. Then I don't have to collect all the cloth I gave to her too. It's a difficult process, oh. Then I have to go to court. How to go to the family and tell them I won't marry you. With drinks. Then I have to go to court. Can you believe it? Meanwhile, if I was unmarried, if we're beloved, we're friends, and I have seen another one. I said I'll marry
you,
and we are not married, I can change my mind.
Let my son marry me.
And you can see some of the brothers, they change their mind.
Some of the
sisters, they change their mind. And nobody did anything to them. Freedom. Freedom to change. Freedom of choice. But when you are married, hey! Until death.
I just so woo.
That's why some people, their only prayer is that, Lord, let my, when they say, Lord, let my enemy die, they mean their wife or their husband.
And you
they can't do anything about it. Kill him, Lord. Kill her, Lord. So marital court is not easy to take a worry for to get apart.
So obia warrior won't mean titi or munte musa.
One day, a married man wanted to go with a married woman somewhere. The process they did, they went to hotel. And after everything, he came out. After all the problems he went through, then he came out again. Yes. That they went to a hotel. My wife is your wife.
Okay, we here.
Whether it's kitchen, whether it's hall, whether it's wherever.
Kitchen or hall.
Or whether it's hotel.
Hotel.
Whether it's in the car.
Car move.
Whether it's on the park. As far as it's not. It's your wife.
Baby, I'll pay beer.
Freedom of everything.
Baby, I'll pay beer.
How many of you think that God loves people who are maritally committed to Him?
Oh, some of you didn't
raise your hand. Marital commitment. This makes you like a tree.
When a man we have to say dia.
This makes you like a tree planted.
When a man we say dia, a dia.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Romans 7:4. This makes you like a tree planted. Romans 7:4. He said that, wherefore, my brethren, ye are also become dead to the law by the body of Christ, that you should be married to another, even to him who raised from the dead, that he should bring forth fruit unto God. We should be married to God. Do you get it? So yeah. God requires that type of commitment from us. And when you are making a marriage, what do you say? Till death shall do us part. Is that not so? Death. So, but some of us Christians, if your church head can stand you apart. He didn't greet me, can set you apart.
Small
thing, and you are going away. What it means that you are not maritally committed to the person. Let's go back to someone. You are not maritally committed to person. So if you want to really be blessed,
church,
I want you to be committed. Be a sheep. And a committed sheep. How can you be a committed sheep? Join a ministry. Join a branch. Join a bus center. Make sure that if at the first, when you go to heaven, say, and the books were open. And another book was open, which was the book of life. The first level of commitment, minimal, is that register as a member of the church.
Minimal. Register.
Some of you have been in church for 4 weeks, 2 months, almost a year. Have we been here for a year? No. We've not been here for a year, but how many months you have been here? You've been here, and you have not written your name in the church's book of life. There's the Lamb's Book of Life and the Church's Book of Life. You have not written your name there. When you get messy, no one can find you. So when we close, go to the next step. Go to the back there and register. Make yourself a member of the church. At least your name is there. Amen.
Amen.
Another thing is that you are in the church.
Oh, I saw you.
Another minimal commitment. You are not in any ministry. A ministry includes basenta.
Ministry basenta so can.
You have not joined the choir. You don't join anything. If you are in a basenta, you can also join a basonta.
So what basenta? Basonta.
A basonta are the ministries. Basontas are the ministries.
Basonta are ministries.
The choir, the dancing stars, the prayer ministry, ashes, sketchy sisters, sweet melodies,
sweet influence.
Sweet influence. Oh, they are all basontas. Media. You can join. It's a level. You see, I'm telling you what you should do to be like a tree. What you should do to be like a tree planted. I'm telling you. Do you get it? Because sometimes we read a verse, but we practically don't know what to do. So that's what I'm asking you to do. Amen. And then another one is your tithe. I mean, your financial commitment. I mean, you come to church, you don't give offering. You don't pay your tithe. You see, what has happened is that you have not committed yourself well to the thing. That is why when you are going to get married, they demand that you pay a dowry. And if you cannot pay the dowry, what does it mean? You are not working. There must be a minimal show that you can take care of the person. And you are committed to the person. Are you getting me?
Yeah.
And some of you ladies, if the man doesn't spend small on you, you get angry.
Asking
some kebab, some coke, so one or two, what? The one that is red and the one that is, oh no, the one that is the main, there's like a mineral, is the Sobolo. Some Sobolo or something. You want the person to spend something small, is that not so? If you come to church and you also don't give. You know, the whole week, what have you been doing? You've been working, is that not so? Working, earning money. So is that not your life? That's your life. Money is an indication that you are willing to give your life to God. I sacrifice thee, I give my life to thee. Then if you cannot sacrifice your money, you cannot sacrifice
so yourself. So I want to be for my want to for
so all of us must pay our tithe. It's very important. But you are committed to it. You want to see that the thing is working. Amen.
Amen.
And then you are be committed to your friend.
Last week
we spent the whole time about our friends.
Do
you remember? Do you know that when we left, some people forgot? God, we have reports. Some people forgot. And I told them that, look, how can you have a friend that you forget about a person? So be committed. And do your best. And God will bless you.
Amen.
Shall we read our verse in Psalm 1?
Yeah, can Psalm 1.
Bible says Psalm 1 verse 3. What does it say? Shall we all read it together?
It shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper.
His leaf shall not wither. You will not close down your business. Your children will not die. You will not be using a car today, and 3 years that you are not using the car. Even your tree has withered. You don't have furniture in your room. And then the next time you come to visit, there's no furniture in your room. It means your tree has withered. But Bible says his tree, his leaves,
Bible say,
shall not wither. Shall not wither. The leaf shall not wither. It will always be green. It will always be green. It will be green. And whatsoever he doeth, whatsoever, can you hear, can you see, whatever you are doing, whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. But all because you are planted at the right place and in the right place. So plant yourself properly. Don't just be coming and going. Your friends who have been given to you, it's an opportunity that God has given to you to establish yourself, to have something to do, which also is like seeking first the kingdom of God. And all these things shall be added. It's an opportunity. Don't see it as a job. Don't see it as some work or whatever. See it as love that you are showing somebody. And you'll be blessed. Shall we bow down our heads? You want to pray that, oh Lord, make me a sheep in this church. Make me a committed sheep, a committed member, and make me fruitful. Plant me in this place so much so that I will be described like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Let me do something in the church. Pray for yourself that, Lord, I want to do something. I've heard of Basanta leaders. I've heard of all this. I want to become one of them so that my leaves also not wither. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Just pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Make me fruitful.
Make us fruitful.
Make me fruitful, Lord.
Make me fruitful.
Make me fruitful.
Make me fruitful, Lord.
Lord,
plant me
in this place.
In this place. In this place.
And make me fruitful.
In this place.
In the name of Jesus.
I don't want to be a deer, Lord. I don't want to be a deer. I don't want to be a goat member, Lord. I want to be a member who is like a sheep, Lord. In the name of Jesus.
Change, Lord. Change me.
Yes, yes.
From a deer state.
Yes, yes.
Goat state.
Yes.
To become a sheep in your house.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, help me to move from fair weather commitment. Situational commitment person.
Yes,
and let me move to non-situational and marital commitment committed person in the name of the Lord Jesus of Nazareth. Oh Lord, help me, Lord.
Help me.
Because I know that in doing this, you will also see to it that I prosper.
Yes, Lord.
And I do well.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Father, we thank you.
We thank you
for the mighty blessings.
Yes.
You are blessing us with.
Yes, Lord.
As we commit ourselves and dedicate ourselves to the work of God, thank you for the many breakthroughs.
Thank you.
You are bringing our way.
Yes.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you for listening to Active Word with Bishop Ishmael Sam. For copies of today's message or any other message by Bishop Sam, please contact us on 0277-533-108. Or visit us at Loyalty House International, Abay, Dawenia. You can also send Bishop Sam an email at pastorishmael@yahoo.com. For prayer and counseling, you can contact us on 0277-533-108. You can also worship with us every Sunday in our powerful gathering service at 10 a.m. at the Loyalty House International, Abay, Dawenia. God bless you.